This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. One woman was confirmed to have been shot and killed when violent protesters stormed the U.S. Capitol building Wednesday in an attempt to overturn the result of the U.S. presidential election. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
At a rally this morning, the president pushed them to march to the Capitol, where a joint session of Congress would meet to formalize Joe Biden's White House win.
We're going to walk down and I'll be there with you.
Protesters began storming the seat of American democracy, fighting with police and forcing both chambers to adjourn while lawmakers took shelter. In a tweeted video message hours later, the president told backers he loves them.
Go home and go home in peace.
While keeping up his false election attacks.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden has condemned the protesters' storming of the Capitol, calling it an unprecedented assault on American democracy. Speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, Biden called the action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business.
This is not dissent. It's disorder. It's chaos. It borders on sedition. And it must end now.
Biden is set to be inaugurated as the 46th president on January 20th. Former President George W. Bush condemned the rioting at the Capitol on Wednesday and said he was appalled by the reckless behavior of some political leaders since the election. In a statement, Bush said that it is a sickening and heartbreaking sight. This is how election results are disputed in a banana republic, not our democratic republic. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Democrats on Wednesday completed a sweep of the two U.S. Senate seats up for grabs in runoff elections in the state of Georgia. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
Although votes are still being counted, journalist John Ossoff held a lead of slightly more than 0.5%, with no path left for incumbent David Perdue to regain the lead. At 33 years old, Ossoff will be the youngest sitting U.S. senator and the first Jewish person to serve from Georgia, running on a platform of fairness and inclusion.
I'll be for you in the U.S. Senate. I will serve all the people of the state.
Reverend Raphael Warnock also ousted incumbent Kelly Loeffler for the other Senate seat, which gives Democrats now the majority in the Senate. An AP VoteCast survey finds Black voters, young voters, and new arrivals to Georgia are behind the flip from red to blue. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hospitals in California are so swamped that drastic measures are being taken as the state sees at least 24 more cases of a new, more contagious variant of the coronavirus. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
California is ordering hospitals to accept patients from other facilities that don't have room to treat people with COVID, and for those where ICU capacity is bottoming out, to delay non-essential and non-life-threatening surgeries so they have enough beds. Officials have already warned to start considering rationing care because of the expected post-holiday surge in cases. In San Diego County, health officials say they identified 24 new cases of the UK strain, with another 4 suspected in people who don't seem to have traveled, and it's likely elsewhere in the state. I'm Julie Walker.
The European Union's Executive Commission has given the green light to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, providing the 27-nation bloc with a second shot to use in a desperate battle to tame the virus that's rampaging across the continent. Wednesday's decision came against a background of high infection rates in many EU countries and strong criticism of the slow pace of vaccinations across the region of some 450 million people. Many Americans are wondering when they can get their coronavirus vaccine shot. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning that the next few weeks could be dangerous as the coronavirus surges. But the good news, the U.S. could soon be giving at least 1 million COVID-19 shots a day. Vaccinations got off to a slower than expected start. In Maryland, Governor Larry Hogan announced the National Guard would help get shots into arms. And he warned facilities that let even a quarter of their vaccine sit on the shelf, they may not get as much in the future. I'm Rita Foley.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg, VOA News.